سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
The weak-minded will say, "What has turned them away from the direction they formerly observed in prayer?" Say, "To Allah belong the east and the west. He guides whomsoever He wills onto a straight way." The weak-minded will say, "What has turned them away from the direction they formerly observed in prayer?" After his migration to Medina, the Prophet continued to pray in the direction of Jerusalem for between 16 and 17 months. Subsequently, he received the order to pray in the direction of the Kaaba. Say, "To Allah belong the east and the west. He guides whomsoever He wills onto a straight way." This is the first answer to the objections of these ignorant people. Their narrow minds and limited vision led them to undue attachment to such formalities as the direction and locale of prayer. They presumably conceived God to be confined to a particular direction. In reply to their absurd objection, the first thing which was explained was that all directions belong to God. Fixing any particular direction for prayer does not mean that God is confined to that direction. All those who have been favored with God's true guidance rise above such limitations of outlook so that it is easy for them to grasp the universal verities of religion.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And it is thus that we appointed you to be the community of the middle way, so that you might be witnesses to all mankind, and the messenger might be a witness before you. We appointed the direction which you formerly observed so that we might know who follows the messenger from him who turns on his heels. For indeed it was a burdensome thing except for those whom Allah guided. And Allah will never leave your faith to waste. Allah is full of gentleness and mercy to mankind. And the messenger might be a witness before you. This constitutes the proclamation appointing the religious community, Ummah, consisting of the followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to religious guidance and leadership of the world. And it is thus, which precedes this proclamation, contains two allusions. It alludes, in the first place, to that divine guidance which enabled the followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to know the straight way, so that they could attain progress to the point of being proclaimed the community of the middle way, or the midmost community, or the community justly balanced. In the second place, there is an allusion to the change in the direction of prayer from Jerusalem to the Kaaba. People of limited intelligence could see no significance in this change of direction, although the substitution of Jerusalem by the Kaaba amounted to the removal of the children of Israel from their position of world leadership and their replacement by the Ummah of Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Arabic expression, which have translated as the community of the middle way, is too rich in meaning to find an adequate equivalent in any other language. It signifies that distinguished group of people which follows the path of justice and equity, of balance and moderation, a group which occupies a central position among the nations of the world so that its friendship with all is based on righteousness and justice, and none receives its support in wrong and injustice.
The purpose of creating the community of the middle way, according to this Quranic verse, is to make it stand as witness before all mankind, and the messenger might be a witness before you. What this means is that when the whole of mankind is called to account, the Prophet, as God's representative, will stand witness to the fact that he had communicated to the Muslims and had put into practice the teachings postulating sound beliefs, righteous conduct, and a balanced system of life, which he had received from on high. The Muslims acting on behalf of the Prophet after his return to the mercy of God will be asked to bear the same witness before the rest of mankind, and to say that they had spared no effort in either communicating to mankind what the Prophet had communicated to them, or in exemplifying in their own lives what the Prophet had, by his own conduct, translated into actual practice. This position of standing witness before all mankind on behalf of God, which has been conferred on this community, amounts to its being invested with the leadership of all mankind. This is at once a great honor and a heavy responsibility. For what it actually means is that just as the Prophet served as a living example of godliness and moral rectitude, of equity and fair play before the Muslim community, so is the Muslim community required to stand vis-a-vis the whole world. What is expected of this community is that it should be able to make known, both by word and deed, the meaning of godliness and righteousness, of equity and fair play. Furthermore, just as the Prophet had been entrusted with the heavy responsibility of conveying to the Muslims the guidance which he had received, in a like manner, a heavy responsibility has been laid on the Muslims to communicate this guidance to all mankind. If the Muslims failed to establish before God that they did their duty in conveying to mankind the guidance they had received through the Prophet, they will be taken to task seriously, and their honorable position as the leaders of the whole world, far from being of any help to them, will spell their disaster. They will be held responsible along with the protagonists of evil for all the errors of belief and conduct which have spread during their term of leadership. They will have to face the grim question, what were they doing when the world was convulsed by storms of transgression, injustice, and error? From him who turns on his heels. One purpose of this change in the direction of prayer was to find out who was blinkered by irrational prejudices and chained by chauvinistic attachment to land and blood, and who, having liberated himself from those bonds, was capable of rising to the heights and grasping the truth. On the one hand were the Arabs, who were steeped in their national and racial arrogance. For them, taking Jerusalem as the direction of their prayer, as originally practiced by the Prophet, was too hard a blow to their national vanity to be accepted with equanimity. On the other hand, the Jews were essentially no different. They too were obsessed with racial pride, so that it was difficult for them to accept any other than the direction of prayer, which they had inherited from the past. How could the people whose hearts were full of such idols respond to the call of the messenger of God? Hence, God saw to it that the worshippers of such idols were distinguished from the genuine worshippers of God by first fixing Jerusalem as the direction of prayer. This was bound to alienate all those who had worshipped the idol of Arabianism. Later, the fixing of the Kaaba as the direction of prayer led to the alienation of those who were engrossed in the worship of the idol of Israel. Thus, there were left with the Prophet only those who truly worship none but the one true God.
قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ.
We see you off turning your face to the heaven. Now we are turning you to the direction that will satisfy you. Turn your face towards the holy mosque, and wherever you are, turn your faces towards it in prayer. Those who have been granted the book certainly know that this injunction to change the direction of prayer is right and is from their Lord. Allah is not heedless of what they do.
Turn your face towards the holy mosque, and wherever you are, turn your faces towards it in prayer.
This is the injunction concerning the change in the direction of prayer, and was revealed in Rajab or Shaban, 2 after Hijri. According to a tradition in the Tabaqat of Ibn Sa'd, the Prophet was at the house of Bishr bin Bara' bin Ma'rur, where he had been invited to a meal. When the time of Zuhr prayer came, the Prophet rose to lead it. He had completed 2 rakahs and was in the third when this verse was suddenly revealed. Soon after the revelation of this verse, everybody, following the leadership of the Prophet, turned the direction of prayer away from Jerusalem to the Kaaba. A public proclamation of the new order was then made throughout Medina and in the suburbs. Bara bin Azib says that at one place the announcement was heard by people while they were in the state of ruku, kneeling. On hearing this order, they immediately turned their faces towards the Kaaba. Anas bin Malik says that the news of the announcement reached Banu Salama the next day while the morning prayer was in progress. People had completed 1 rakah when they heard the announcement about the change of direction, and the entire congregation immediately faced the new Qibla. See Ibn Sa'd, Tabaqat, Volume 1, Paragraph 241. It ought to be noted that Jerusalem is to the north of Medina, while the Kaaba is to the south. In order to change direction during congregational prayer, it would have been necessary for the leader of the prayer to walk several steps beyond what was originally the last row of worshippers. The people in the congregation, too, would have been forced not only to make a rightabout turn, but also to walk a little to straighten their rows. We find specific mention of this in certain traditions. The words, "We see you oft turning your face to the heaven," and "Now we are turning your face to the direction that shall satisfy you," show clearly that even before the revelation of this injunction, the Prophet was expecting something of this nature. He had begun to feel, with the termination of the era of Israelite leadership, that the time had come for the central position of Jerusalem to cease and a return to the original center of the Abrahamic mission to commence. The Holy Mosque refers to the sanctuary invested with holiness and sanctity, the sanctuary in the center of which the Kaaba is located. To turn one's face in the direction of the Kaaba does not mean that wherever a man might be, he should turn to the Kaaba with absolute accuracy. It would obviously be extremely difficult for everyone to comply with such an order. Hence, the order is to turn one's face in the direction of the Kaaba rather than to the Kaaba itself. According to the Quran, we are required to find out the direction of the Kaaba as accurately as possible. We are not required, however, to locate it with absolute precision. We may pray in the direction which appears correct as a result of our inquiry. However, if a man is either at a place where it is difficult to determine the direction of the Kaaba, or if he is in a position where it is difficult to maintain the correct direction, for example, when traveling on a train, a boat, or an aeroplane, he may pray in the direction which seems correct, or in whatever direction it is possible for him to face. If he then comes to know the correct direction while he is in the state of prayer, he should turn his face in that direction.
وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّكَ إِذَا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ
And yet no matter what proofs you bring before the people of the book, they will not follow your direction of prayer, nor will you follow their direction of prayer. None is prepared to follow the other's direction of prayer. Were you to follow their desires in disregard of the knowledge which has come to you, you will surely be reckoned among the wrongdoers. you will surely be reckoned among the wrongdoers. The purpose of this verse is to ask the Prophet not to be disturbed by the controversy and remonstrance to which some people had resorted as a result of this change in the direction of prayer. It was difficult to convince those people by argument, since they suffered from prejudices and intransigence and were unwilling to abandon their traditional Qibla. It was also impossible for the matter to be resolved by adopting the Qibla of any of the contending groups. There were various groups, and they were not agreed in respect of the Qibla. If the Qibla of one group had been adopted, this would have satisfied only that group. As for the rest, their remonstrating would persist. Furthermore, and more basic in this connection, was the fact that as a prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, ought neither to be concerned to please people nor haggle with them in order to arrive at a compromise solution. On the contrary, the mission of a prophet is to adhere firmly to the knowledge vouchsafed to him by God regardless of all opposition. To deviate from that knowledge to please others is tantamount to offending the prophetic mission and is inconsistent with the gratitude that the prophet ought to feel for having been favored with a position of world leadership.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون.
Those to whom we have given the book recognize the place towards which one must turn in prayer, as well as they recognize their own sons, even though a group of them knowingly conceals the truth, as well as they recognize their own sons. To recognize something as well as one recognizes one's sons is an Arabic idiom. It is used with regard to things which one knows without the least shadow of a doubt. The Jewish and Christian scholars were well aware that the Kaaba had been constructed by Abraham and that Jerusalem had been built by Solomon some 1300 years after that, and that in his time it was made the Qibla. This is an unquestionable historical fact, and they knew it to be so.
الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ.
This is a definite truth from your Lord. Be not then among the doubters.